Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. And by Johnny O. East Coast traditional meets West Coast casual. The best of both worlds apparel for men and boys. Visit www.johnny-o.com to learn more. Good to talk with you this morning. And a lot of disturbing golf speculation became a reality this past week with the first Saudi-funded LIV golf event in the books. Phil Mickelson is the biggest star that has joined the LIV Golf forces after they paid him a reported $200 million. And joining us now to try to make sense of it all is Christine Brennan, USA Today national columnist, CNN and ABC News commentator. Good morning, Christine. Welcome to Talking Golf.
Anne, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for getting up early this morning. And, you know, none of the news that came out this week really surprised me. Phil grabbing the money did not surprise me. He's showing his true colors. Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter, not surprising. Patrick Reed, not surprising. I'm disappointed in Bryson DeChambeau. He's such a nice guy, but he overthinks a lot and figured he would come to his senses, but he didn't. He's supposed to join LIV Golf when they have their Portland event next month. But what do you make of all of it?
It's really a money grab, obviously. You just described the $200 million, extraordinary amount of money, and the dollar figures we're seeing being thrown around, Anne. And, you know, I know there's people out there who love golf and say, well, there was a golf tournament in February in Saudi Arabia, and the women's, the European Tour has played there. I look at it that, yes, those are one-offs, and I would not, if I were a golfer, ever play and take any Saudi Arabian money. Obviously, they were the masterminds behind 9/11. They killed MBS, the Mohammed bin Salman, killed Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post columnist back in 2018, killed and dismembered him, among many other atrocities. And so, to me, it's blood money. But in the case, one tournament would be one thing. Still not good, as I just said. But right. But Phil and all these guys, and to me, are in business now with murderers. They have made the choice to leave their workplace, to leave what they had. It's not like they didn't have something. They had the PGA Tour. And go off and help burnish the image of MBS, help MBS sports wash, a term that people are probably hearing now for one of the first times, sports wash his image. They're in business with MBS. They're helping the MBS brand, and it's reprehensible. And that's, what have I written, 5 or 6 columns? I'll write more this week in Boston, where you and I will be together covering that and the U.S. Open, and we should be screaming it from the rooftops. It's just, to me, it's just terrible.
It's terrible, but as you mentioned, the PGA Tour stood their ground. They did not budge from what Jay Monahan stated at the Players' Championship back in March in his address to the media, that they would suspend anybody who plays in the LIV Golf from participating in the PGA. But as you mentioned, you know, they do grant releases to players for the tournament in Saudi Arabia that's part of the European Tour. And so that's kind of sending mixed messages, don't you think?
Well, it's certainly that, which is why I mentioned it right off the top, right? Because, yes, it's like, but you know, it's the whataboutism, I guess, right? Or even people say, well, I buy gas, you know. Well, yeah, believe me, if I didn't have to buy gas from Saudi Arabia, I don't even know where the gas that I'm buying is coming from, I wouldn't do it. I mean, you know, for those who say, oh, you take the money, if they offered me $5 million, $10 million, I don't, whatever, you name the price, I would not take it. There are things called morals, there are things called judgment, ethics, and yes, the U.S. does bad things. Yes, every country does bad things. I don't remember us killing and dismembering as a state, anyone over, you know, X number of years. Obviously, that's a ridiculous thing to even say, because of course we haven't. And of course the Saudis have. And that's what these guys have gone in on. So, you know, Saudi and Saudis and MBS and need Phil Mickelson maybe even more than they than he needs them. Although we know about his alleged gambling debts, et cetera. But certainly Bryson and all these other guys, fine living. You know, they're leaving now the shackles of their multi-million dollar life and existence at the PGA Tour. It's laughable. But this, they're helping MBS a lot. So I see it as an entirely different situation than playing in one tournament. People brought up, you know, China. Well, you know, I was in China covering the Olympics, and I was critical of China every day on CNN, on ABC, and in my columns while I was in China. But if you were an Olympian, the Olympics were in China. That's not your fault. Phil has made this. This was an active act by Phil and the other guys to go and do something as opposed to having the event happen to be in a place.
Right. I mean, there's so many issues here to talk about, but the first and foremost, as you mentioned, it's really greed versus morality. To me, in its simplest form, Christine, it comes down to good against evil. It's about doing the right thing. It's not accepting money from a country who is obviously sports washing. And I know that concept, you know, good against evil and doing the right thing, unfortunately seems to be disappearing in our complex times, but these guys are intelligent, you know, decent folks, right? They should do the right thing. Graham McDowell should do the right thing.
No, they know better.
They know better.
Absolutely. They know better. And, you know, it came out there a couple of days ago, and as I'm sure you're aware, that their talking points, right, that I saw on Twitter, that are being passed around, that everyone is getting the talking points. And sure enough, you know, Graham McDowell and some of the others, oh, it's for the good of the game.
Yeah, right.
Oh, give me a break. It's for the good of, you know, Phil and Graham's bank account. The good of the game. So what's fun about this, well, I shouldn't say fun, what's interesting and good about this is it's being exposed, right? And there's
right.
so much conversation about it. And I think that's a really, really good thing. I promise to stay on top of it. I know you will. It's going to come to a head this week because, of course, the USGA is allowing all these guys who qualified to come to Boston and compete. I understand that. The process had already played out. But what a statement it would have been if the USGA, national governing body for the good of the game, had said, no, you've just made a decision, so we're making a decision. They didn't have the guts to do that. I get it, but golf has never really taken a societal stand. You know, when you look at the way black men were treated for decades and women, the way you were been treated on the golf course as a golf-playing woman. I play, but nowhere near as well as you do. And so the kind of the chickens have come home to roost now. Where's Augusta National on this? Will Augusta National stand up and say, no, you're not a part of this? Or will they look at their, past champions and say, oh, no, it's okay? Because if all the majors allow these guys to keep playing, then they're having their cake and eating it too. And that is really troublesome, I think, for the structure of men's golf moving forward.
And Phil even said in a statement that he expects to play all the majors. And you have to wonder if he talked to representatives from these organizations in advance to see if he indeed would be allowed to play in these majors. The U.S. Open obviously allowing these players, they put out a statement regarding players who may choose to play in London this week. We simply asked ourselves this question. Should a player who had earned his way into the 2022 U.S. Open via our published field criteria be pulled out of the field as a result of his decision to play in another event? And we ultimately decided they should not. So that was their reasoning. And as you pointed out, it will be interesting to see what Augusta National does next April and the RNA. In July, I have a feeling that they're going to let these guys play.
I do, and let's just call it what it is. They're wimping out. I mean, I understand the rationale, but there's no spine. There's no courage there. This is a crisis in golf. You know, this is a very, very big deal, the structure of the game. Now, the good news is this Live Golf thing in London was a joke. It's an exhibition. So hopefully that will become crystal clear to everybody soon. But yes, these are the majors. These are the pillars of golf. And right now, they're just caving to Phil Mickelson and all of these guys who are taking the blood money of the Saudis. So maybe they'll come around. But I agree with you. The RNA, they're on the clock, and it's almost too soon for them. I mean, they should make the decision to kick them out, but they probably won't. But then you've got a long wait, as you said, till April in the Masters, and then, of course, the PGA again. So we'll see where that goes, but it'll be fascinating to watch, and I hope they do develop a spine and kick these guys out because, again, this is a very active decision they're making, and it is not, oh, I'm just going to play one tournament. This is a lifestyle change. It's a business change to go into business with murderers.
I heard Mark Wolfing on the Golf Channel this past week say that he thinks the PGA Tour is under siege. Do you agree, Christine?
I do. I do. This is significant, and it's all because of the money. So people have said, well, what about the actual golf? No, it's not about the golf. It's a joke. The golf is a joke. There's some great critiques. I only watched a moment or two just as a curiosity, but just reading about it looks ridiculous. And of course, the way the media was treated and journalists getting kicked out, it's just a terrible way to handle this stuff, right? Right. It's just ridiculous. The whole thing. And Greg Norman, his leadership is an oxymoron right there, Greg Norman and leadership. But yes, I do think it's a big deal only because of the massive amounts of money that they're paying, because that then is something that no one can equal. And if these guys are really willing to just give it all up, because pretty soon they're going to lose points, right, that would allow them to be in future majors. So that's where the major thing's going to happen. When they're not playing on the PGA Tour, they're not getting the points, and therefore then they'll fall out of the top whatever that would get them into a major, maybe not so much this year or next year, but in 2024.
If there's any upside to this regarding the PGA Tour, there is so much talent out there. This past week, I played on this Korn Ferry event, the BMW Charity Pro-Am, and oh my gosh, you're reminded just how good and deep the talent is, right? And so it would give other players a chance to play and make good money on the PGA Tour. I mean, well, for every star that the Saudi-funded LIV Golf League steals, you have more opportunities for these younger guys who are so talented to perhaps, move up to the PGA Tour and play.
And looking at it just through the sports lens for one second, as opposed to the geopolitical lens, the competition, the greatness is on the PGA Tour. So if you want to watch just great golf being played, golf competition, that's the PGA Tour, that's the LPGA Tour. That's not LIV Golf. LIV Golf is guys kicking back because there's no incentive. There's no cut. So the guys who are playing in Canada this week and whatever, there's a cut. And that, of course, means they're going to be trying hard to make the cut, no matter how much money. The upfront money that they're getting from the Saudis for LIV Golf really negates any of the challenge of what we believe in and love about sports.
You mentioned Greg Norman a second ago, and he continues to show his true colors. Shallow, greedy. I mean, his comments, when was it, a couple months ago when he fielded questions about, the Washington Post columnist who was murdered and all the human rights violations going on in Saudi Arabia, he said in quotes, look, we've all made mistakes, and you just want to learn from those mistakes and how you can correct them going forward. I mean, I almost fell out of my chair.
Me too. And Phil Mickelson, Bryson, Ricky Fowler, all these guys, hear Greg Norman say that. We've all made mistakes, or we all make mistakes. In other words, the murder and dismemberment of a human being, and that's, just a mistake. And then you still make the decision to join forces with that guy? What does that say about what's inside Phil Mickelson, Jeeves Chambeau, Dustin Johnson, just their inner core? They've got plenty of money, even if with all his gambling debts, Phil still has plenty. I mean, they've made zillions of dollars. And they have to go and join forces with not only MBS, the murderer, but also with Greg Norman, who says we all make mistakes. Where's your self-worth? Where's your belief in your good name and your reputation? They'll be remembered for this forever. This will be part of their bio, part of everything that's written and said about them forevermore, and including that comment that Greg Norman said, that we all make mistakes. It's reprehensible, and if these guys join this, it's stunning. I'm not usually surprised anymore in my career, Anne, but this one, I think, certainly surprised me that some of these guys were really willing to go and do this.
Quick story to share. Years ago, I was doing a TV show at a course in Ireland that Greg Norman designed, and they sent me over there to interview Greg Norman and with the TV crew, and he didn't want to do the interview because he wanted to be paid separately to do the interview. He had already been paid handsomely to design the golf course as the course architect, but he and the owner went into a separate room, and for 10 minutes they were yelling at each other until the owner got him to do the interview.
Right.
And my goodness, that kind of showed his true colors back then as well. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's who all these guys now are in business with. That's their moral compass, right? As opposed to hanging out in the United States and Canada, in this case this week, with people who, again, we're not talking, not everyone is, you know, Mother Teresa here, but we're talking about quality people, educated, playing by the rules. That's golf, right? You know, call penalties on yourself. And these guys are flaunting everything that golf stands for, and right now they're getting away with it.
Are you formulating your questions in your head for Phil Mickelson tomorrow,
Christine? Oh, I have. I really have, and certainly very serious side of this, of course, the 9/11 families who have scathing letter to them, to Phil and others, and then the fiance of Jamal Khashoggi talking to my colleague Josh Peter in USA Today about how awful this is. And, you know, maybe there's a question there about what would you say if, you know, to all of those 9/11 families, Phil, as you wave the red, white, and blue all the time as an American, what would you say for what you've done going into business with the people who murder their family members? That's at least along those lines. I hope someone asks that question. I'm sure there will be many variations of that asked in some form or other tomorrow. I'll be there. I know you'll be there as well.
Christine, thanks so much. You're fearless and so talented, and I've respected your work through the years and a good friend for many, many years. Thanks so much for joining us here on Talking Golf.
Right back at you, Anne. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Christine Brennan.
Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.